I'm Christopher Lydon. In a sugarcane and rice farming village in Tamil Nadu in South India, we're a couple of hundred kilometers south and east of the new knowledge capital, Bangalore, and we're maybe a couple of hundred years back in the industrial pace of things. The question is why a driven and smart 24-year-old man might choose this very appealing, green, rural, old India after getting a strong dose of the new. At midday, Bharati Raja Reddy escorted us through the local Hindu festival in honor of Chennamma, a security god who was paraded in day-glow effigy to the main temple. We missed the ritual slaughter of a live goat and the sacrificial roasting of mutton, he called it, but we caught the march across a forded river of an 8-piece drum band. Who is the god of the festival?
The name of the god name is Chennammal Venkataraman. The Venkataraman is Vishnu. So the Chennamma is
Kali.
The god will eat well. This is delicious looking food. I'm seeing tomato.
Okay.
And mutton.
Yes.
And parsley.
Chili powder. Yeah, chili. Then pudina. Okay.
The local guide here is keeping the village safe.
Safe. This month we are doing the festivals here. Then after that, the coming the rain. That time only the rain will come. Uh-huh. Otherwise, there no come the rain.
I see.
So that's why our Indian, everybody doing the village festival.
A lot of the people here, men and women, have shaved their heads for the festival.
Yes. That is the husband and wife, the new marriage, temple, prayer to God, we need to good baby. When is the baby is born? After 1 year being here, they shave hair to the god.
Okay, a year after the baby is born, they shave the
hair from
and
here.
Offer it to the god.
Yes.
Okay. Then, these are good looking men and they seem happy in what they do.
அதாவது நீங்க வந்து பாக்குறது நல்லா சந்தோஷமா இருக்கீங்களா எப்படி எப்படி ஃபீல் பண்றீங்க கேக்குறாரு
நல்லா இருக்கு வெரி ஹாப்பி
எஸ் வெரி ஹாப்பி சி ஹோல் ஃபார் 50 சி இஸ் a 50 ஹோல் He never went to hospital in life. They are doing the manual thing, so there is no need to go to hospitals.
This is Open Source from the Watson Institute at Brown University, an American conversation with global attitude, we call it. In this case, it is one man's window into the traditional life that can bring a young Indian back from the big city, back to the villages where Gandhi said India lives, back to oxplow family farming, to local markets and local gods, back to strict rules of caste and caste-bound arranged marriages, for example, back to the colorful temples and festival rituals of a uniformly Hindu culture. Bharati Raja Reddy, you've been driving automobiles for other people for the last few years in Bangalore. We're standing with you over these beautiful rice and sugarcane fields that you own here in Tamil Nadu. There's a story there, and I want to hear your story. Where should we begin? Where do you begin?
See, nowadays in India, in town life is very difficult to maintain. The living cost is very high. So then the pollution...
By town life, you mean city life?
Yes, city life.
Okay.
Yeah, city life. So, I can't go to live in city.
And what is your ambition here? You're a strong, able, ambitious young guy. What are you going to do back here?
See, I need to do something like in my local market. Plastic recycling business.
Plastic recycling?
Yes.
Meaning?
Collect the plastic bottles from shops. Then I get that grinding. Then recycling. I was making new product.
What's the new product?
Same like bottle. New plastic bottles.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it was good for environment.
You grew up in the country, right?
Yes.
And you lived in the city.
Yes.
What's the difference? And which do you like?
Village.
Explain. Why so?
Okay, see, the village is very peaceful. In city life, you need to give to buy everything on money. Mm. Not like that in village. In water, whatever the vegetables, everything if you grow up yourself. The second, in village life, a very simple life. In town, someone going on car, I also need to go to car. But in village, the rich people also don't have car. That is the Indian village.
Tell me what you like about Bangalore and what you don't like.
Bangalore is very good city. You make money, but at the same time, you lose money. It's very expensive.
It's also very dirty.
Definitely, 200%. The Indian cities, they don't have proper planning.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'll tell you
something. That nowadays, in Bangalore capacity, leaving the people, it is around 4 million.
Yes.
4 million. Nowadays, as the people are there, more than 10 million.
Yes.
So it's very dirty. So where can bring a government, water, electricity, infrastructure? Then one more thing, I didn't have a marriage. When I have marriage, I got a child, there's no place to play. Because every roads are going to 24 hours in cars, on bikes, on motorbikes, on two-wheelers.
We'll come back to your married life.
Yes.
But first, I'm glad you said it, that there's something wrong with the planning of Indian cities.
Yes.
Not for me to say, but could you figure out a better city design?
Yes.
How would you do it?
We need to go to control our population first. Then automatically everything solve up. Because our population, the people are coming, they're growing the one levels. They don't have a proper design. Growing up, self-growing. Someone coming, here build house, everything building.
This is the countryside where you grew up. Tell me where you played. Show me where you played and how did you do it?
Play.
Yes.
The holidays times, I went the morning one will, then evening one will, to swim.
Swim.
So at least I go for a day five to six wells to swim. So the city is like, there's no wells to swim, the child's. So how can I leave my child there? Secondly, the pollution. Nowadays, the city life, the child's get a lot of things. Asthma, allergic. Then cities, in village, a child you can go see, nothing will happen. That's why I prepare in village.
You mentioned getting married. Have you found the girl yet?
No.
How will you find her?
It is not my job. It is my mother and dad's job. It is my parents' job. It is not my job.
Explain that. You wanted an arranged marriage.
Yes, definitely, 100%. I can go to married any other girl, other religion girls, other caste girls. They won't allow my relatives.
The relatives won't allow it.
Allowed.
Yeah.
So the girls, they're searching to my father's job, my mom's job. This is not my job.
Do you have to love her?
No, I don't have love.
When they pick the girl, how will you know it's the right one for you?
It is all trust.
Ah.
It is a guarantee. So my mom is searching for a good girl.
Is she looking right now?
Yes.
Does she want you to get married?
Yes.
Is she impatient? Is she...
Yeah. It's pushing to me, get married like that.
Tell me about caste. What difference does caste make? And what is your caste?
My caste is ready.
Ready.
Ready. Okay, I'll tell something. See, the caste thinking not come the one day or 2 days. It is generations.
Yes.
At least 1,000 generations back or 2,000 generations back you grow up. You can't go to change one day. The other caste culture is very different. My culture is very different. Kind of lifestyle. Eating food, wearing clothes, just speaking thought.
Yeah.
So I can go to get married, the girl.
How many different castes in this town?
More than 20, 30.
Wow.
Yes.
And do you see most of them above you or below you?
The reddest caste is higher caste. We are the head of the village.
Always?
Yes, always.
Hmm.
Not one day, the 3 to 4, 5 generation back.
Hmm.
So at least 100 and 200 years back.
Hmm. Does anybody in this village have a love marriage?
One people have a love marriage.
Yes.
But they are running out to my village.
Why?
Because the parents don't allow to marriage.
They're upset.
Yes.
Yeah. If you married outside your caste, would you...
There's no one come to talk with me.
Nobody would talk to you?
Talk with me. My relations, my families.
Could you ever say, well, too bad?
I can't go to say like that because I need my family. I can't go to loss him. How can I go to loss?
Yeah.
It's not possible.
People say India for the first time since the Brits is getting rich. Do you want to see India change?
See, I need to give you a good answer for this. See, everything not going one day and night.
Yes.
Everything not going one day and night in positive things. I'm smoking. Okay, just listen. I was smoking. The doctor was saying, you are smoking, your child become about the 99% become to smoke.
How can the child of a smoker stop smoking, and then what about India?
The government, they are releasing every year the million of rupees about the slum developing. But the people are lifestyle like same like that.
They spend money on the slums, but nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Do they really spend money on the slums?
Yeah, really spend. See, I know someone. He's a slum guy.
Slum guy?
Yes, in this village. The slum in Bangalore, in Chennai, in Bombay, whatever the Indian city, the slum guys, they become all the SC, ST, the low caste guys. Only they are leaving the slums. You know that? You understand what I'm saying?
I didn't know. You say the slum people are the low caste people.
Yes.
Always?
Always.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. I can bet. I can prove. Okay. Someone, my village guy, 7 years go back, she was get from loan from government about digging the well. The guy, they drink and lose every money. Didn't dig the well. Why didn't you dig that? Because it is the blood. The blood cells. I am smoking. Become my child also 99% smoker. Because I am slum guy. My child also become slummer. Because the blood. The cell.
But you don't believe that. Do you?
I'm believing.
I don't. For one thing, you can quit smoking. For another thing, you can take a family out of a slum and give it more control over its life.
I was asking the question, why are they are going to living there only? Why are come out to living outside?
Do you want to change the slum?
Really, but it take time.
How long?
One generation, 33 years.
And how change?
We need to give good education.
Yes.
About the small child. We don't worry about the big guys. We can leave the guys. We can go to change the big guys. We go to change the small child.
You think you could change a slum in one generation through educating
definitely.
Children?
Yes, educated. Okay.
And they'd all quit smoking, too. Do you think India has to have castes and has to have slums forever?
I don't need to that. But we're trying to change. In village life, we have a separate pod. This is slum. This is higher caste. So we are not going to slum. They're not coming here.
Would you change that?
I don't like to change. Because that is an Indian mentality.
Change, but don't change.
I don't need to change. Because the people are changed. Who got to do some work?
When you look at India today, Bharati, compared to your father's India, do you see change?
Lot of things.
What's the biggest change?
First of all, from my town to my village, there is no road. Now there is road.
Good road.
Yes, the good mobile service there. When I was in small, there's no phone in my village. Now, everyone have a 2-3 phones, mobile phones, cell phones.
And you're on the phone all the time.
Yes. I'm also on the phone every time, 24/7 also. So this is all the change.
I like the way Indians say 24/7 all the time. They're always thinking that world out there, 24/7.
Yeah, 24/7, they're all about thinking like the future. Only for future. They are thinking only ourselves, self-based. Our family, our grandson, our child, like that. They don't worry about the public.
Bharti, describe your politics.
Our Indian politics, guys, everybody is very good.
All of them?
Yeah, every 100% is very good, guys.
My word.
But the people are not good. Our people mentality is very cheap mentalities.
Interesting. Yes. Good politicians, bad
very,
people.
Very, very good politicians are Indians.
And what's wrong with the people?
They don't paying proper tax. They're cheating the government.
Do you vote left, right, Congress party, communist, what?
No, I am the BJP.
You vote BJP?
Yeah, I am the BJP.
We think of the BJP as the Hindu Nationalist Conservative Party.
Yes. Because I am the Hindu. I am going to support BJP.
Where are the Muslims in your village and in your life?
1,000 kilometers away. And I... Tamil Nadu Muslims. Tamil Nadu Muslims are very, very good guys. Out of Tamil Nadu Muslims, I don't think so is good. They're good guys.
You're not for the Pakistani or the Iranian Muslims?
I don't like.
Who built this beautiful wall you're
it's
sitting on?
It's my grandfather.
Who bought the land?
My grandfather only.
I see. So, you're the third generation.
Third generation.
Yeah.
So, my grandfather, father, me.
You have a beautiful piece of land and you will make it more beautiful, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Bharti, for showing us your place, showing us your life, showing us your mind. We thank you so much and we wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Paul McCarthy and Ben Mandelkern produced and edited this conversation. It isn't over till listeners add their two bits in comments on our website, radioopensource.org. I'm Christopher Lydon. Thank you for being part of the conversation.